Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says welfare of the poor is not a slogan for the Modi government but a mantra and a mission. Vikram lander of Chandrayaan 3 put to sleep after successfully performing a hop. FIR filed against Editors Guild of India for incorrect and biased reports on media coverage of Manipur crisis. Education Ministry launches partnership with Meta to provide digital and marketing skills to students, educators and entrepreneurs. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sacks his defence minister. And in Asia Cup cricket, India-Nepal match stopped due to rain at Kandy in Sri Lanka. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the central government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi is continuously working to empower the common man of the country. Mr. Singh was addressing the programme at Ramdev Rai in Jaisalmer district of Rajasthan after flagging off the third Parivartan Sankalp Yatra of the state BJP. He said, earlier, welfare of the poor used to be a slogan, but for the Modi government, this is not a slogan, but a mantra and a mission.
हमारी सरकार ने बराबर आम आदमी का सशक्तिकरण करने का प्रयास किया है और नीति आयोग ने भी कहा है कि मोदी जी के आने के बाद 13.5 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोग गरीबी रेखा से बाहर आए हैं गरीब कल्याण बहनों भाइयों हमारा नारा नहीं है हमारा मंत्र है और हमारा मिशन है इसीलिए हिंदुस्तान की गरीबी इतनी तेजी के साथ समाप्त हो रही है.
Mr. Singh said India has emerged as a powerful country and the whole world is witnessing it. He said today the world is looking at India with confidence and trust.
28 दलों ने मिलकर गठबंधन बनाया मोदी जी को किसी भी सूरत में प्रधानमंत्री नहीं बनना चाहिए गठबंधन होना चाहिए तो इस देश का मान सम्मान स्वाभिमान बढ़ाने के लिए होना चाहिए ये गठबंधन इसलिए हो रहा है कि मोदी जी को दोबारा किसी भी सूरत में सत्ता में आने नहीं देना अब इस गठबंधन की क्या हालत है नाम बड़ा दर्शन छोटा नाम तो बहुत इंडिया रख लिया हम लोगों ने भी एक बार शाइनिंग इंडिया का नारा दिया था अब हम हार गए थे और आपने यह भी इंडिया बना लिया आपकी हार निश्चित है.
The Defence Minister said under the guidance of Prime Minister Modi, bank accounts for crores of people were opened in the country. He helped curb corruption by bringing changes in the system. Mr. Singh said the country has made records in providing roads to every village and construction of new highways. The Defence Minister cornered the Congress government of the state on law and order, corruption and paper leak issues. Referring to the INDIA alliance, Mr. Singh said this alliance is much ado about nothing. Mr. Singh slammed the comments of DMK leader Udayanidhi Stalin. He added that those who make such comments should first educate themselves. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, today said Chandrayaan-3 undertook a successful hop experiment where the Vikram lander elevated and soft-landed on the moon again. It said the objectives of its missions have been fulfilled and it is now set into sleep mode. ISRO said on command Vikram lander fired the engines, elevated itself by about 40 centimetres as expected and landed safely at a distance of 30 to 40 centimetres away. The Vikram lander had exceeded its objectives and therefore its payloads are now switched off. The payloads and ramp of the lander were folded back in before performing the hop experiment. Taking to the social media platform, ISRO said Vikram lander was set into sleep mode at around 800 hours Indian Standard Time today. It added that prior to that, in-situ experiments by CHAST, Rambha LP and ILSA payloads were performed at the new location. The data collected is received at the Earth. ISRO scientists said after the Vikram lander carrying the Pragyan rover landed on the moon, various experiments were conducted and the hop test was the latest. The Manipur government has filed an FIR against the President and three members of the Editors Guild of India, EGI, for incorrect and biased reports on media coverage of the present crisis in the state. Briefing media persons today at CM Secretariat Imphal, Chief Minister N. Biren Singh came out strongly against the fact-finding team of the Editors Guild of India and said an FIR has been lodged against Seema Guha, Sanjay Kapoor, Bharat Bhushan and the President of the Editors Guild of India, Seema Mustafa, for submitting the false report. He added that the fact-finding committee members of the EGI did not meet representatives from both communities, Meitheis and Kukis, and came to an incorrect conclusion. He further said Union Home Minister Amit Shah had spoken in Parliament highlighting the complexity of the present crisis in the state. He added, despite this, some vested interest groups are sending their fact-finding teams, which are issuing reports that could further fuel the crisis. The Chief Minister said the committee led by retired Chief Justices, under the supervision of the Supreme Court and central government, have already initiated their investigations to find the root cause of the issue. The Editors Guild of India yesterday released a report of its fact-finding mission on media's reportage of the ethnic violence in Manipur, which accused the state leadership of being partisan. In Tripura, the election department has declared the entire Sonamura subdivision, which comes under Sipahijala district, as a high-security zone ahead of the by-post to Thanpur and Baksanagar Legislative Assembly seats tomorrow. The voting process will begin at 7 a.m. tomorrow and conclude at 4 p.m. at both seats. It will largely be a bilateral fight between BJP and CPI-M candidates. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan today launched a three-year partnership of his ministry with Meta to provide digital and marketing skills to students, educators and entrepreneurs in New Delhi. Three letters of intent, LOI, were exchanged between Meta and NISBED, AICTE and CBSE. Speaking at the event, Mr. Pradhan said the initiative is in furtherance to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India a skilled capital of the world and empowering the Amrit Pidhi.
राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति में सारा फीचर को एनविजन किया गया है 21st सेंचुरी को एनविजन करते हुए हम कैरिकुलम सिलेबस टेक्स्ट बुक बना रहे हैं एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप को महत्व दिया जा रहा है आज की प्रधानमंत्री जी की विजन है मेरे को वेल्थ क्रिएटर बनाना है वेल्थ क्रिएटर बनाने के लिए मोनोपोली से नहीं होगा टेक्नोलॉजी लाना पड़ेगा डाइवर्सिटी लाना पड़ेगा डेमोक्रेटिक फोर्सेस को लाना पड़ेगा.
In a video message, Meta President Global Affairs Nick Clegg thanked Dharmendra Pradhan for his support in bringing the partnership between the two most important sectors of the workforce. Under the partnership with NISBED, 5 lakh entrepreneurs will get access to digital marketing skills by Meta over the next 3 years. A Digital India Experience Zone is being set up as a key attraction at the 18th G20 Summit in New Delhi. The summit will be held on the 9th and 10th of this month at Pragati Maidan in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that it aims to provide hands-on experience to the G20 delegates on digital public infrastructure and the success of digital transformation implemented in India.
The Digital India Experience Zone will showcase the successes of Digital India Mission and building of robust digital infrastructure which have transformed the lives of crores of Indians. The ethos behind the expo is to showcase world-class initiatives which facilitate ease of living, ease of doing business and ease of governance. 7 key initiatives have been selected to showcase the best practices in implementing digital public infrastructures. These are Aadhaar, DigiLocker, UPI, E-Sanjeevani, Diksha, Bhashini and Open Network for Digital Commerce. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Preparations are in full swing in the national capital to host the G20 summit on Saturday and Sunday. From government agencies and civic bodies to security establishments, no stone is being left unturned to make this global event a historic one. Special arrangements are also being made at the airport for the delegates. In view of the arrival of G20 delegates, around 160 domestic flights are expected to be cancelled between the 8th and 10th of September. Delhi International Airport Limited has said that passengers will get their full refund in case of flight cancellation. A report.
A red carpet welcome is awaited for G20 delegates at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in the national capital. Three special lounges have been set up to welcome the heads of the state. Teams of officials accompanying the leaders will be able to complete the necessary paperwork in these lounges and leave the airport through the technical area without disturbing the regular flow of passengers. Strategically positioned standees and cutouts featuring information about the G20 summit provide valuable insights to passengers. The terminals have also been adorned with impactful hoarding that warmly welcome guests and express gratitude to visitors upon their arrival and departure. With Diwakar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today said New India is full of opportunities and New India is the future of the world. Speaking at the DD Dialogue event in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made it a point that G20 should be taken to every corner of the country.
Prime Minister Modi made it a point that it should be taken to every corner of the country. That means every state and union territory. That is why 60 cities had more than 200 meetings where more than 3,000 international representatives attended those meetings. But if you look at the engagement groups and otherwise, for example, Y20. In Y20 itself, which is an engagement group, what we have done is we have done more than 16,000 programs across the country.
The INB minister today shared a sneak peek into the International Media Centre at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Sharing the video on social media, Mr. Thakur said the International Media Centre is all set to welcome media persons from across the world for the G20 summit. He added that the media centre has been planned and designed keeping in mind the requirements of media persons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the winners of the National Teachers Award 2023 today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that their dedication to shaping young minds and their unwavering commitment to excellence in education is very inspiring. He further stated that they are scripting a brighter future for India's youth in the classrooms. President Draupadi Murmu will present the National Teachers Award 2023 to 75 teachers on the occasion of Teachers Day tomorrow. President Murmu has extended greetings to all the teachers in the country on the eve of Teachers Day. In her message, she said this day marks the birth anniversary of the great educationist, philosopher and former President of India, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Murmu said, "The role of teachers has acquired new dimensions in the era of technology." She said, "Teachers should continuously evolve and adopt the latest methods of imparting education and also keep in mind the significance of value-based education." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired his defense minister, citing the need for new approaches as the country's conflict with Russia enters its 19th month. Former People's Deputy of Ukraine, Rustam Umerov, has been nominated by Zelensky to be the new defense minister. Umerov is currently the chairman of the State Property Fund and has been closely involved in prisoner of war exchanges. He also served as a senior negotiator in the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Russia has since abandoned the scheme. Rustam Umerov's appointment comes at a critical time for Ukraine's counteroffensive in the south and as its relationships with allies and donors enter a new phase. Reznikov submitted his resignation to the chairman of the parliament today. In Asia Cup, rain has interrupted the match between India and Nepal once again. Chasing the target of 231, India was 17 for no loss in 2.1 overs at Kandy when reports last came in. Earlier put to bat first, Nepal were all out at 230 in 48.2 overs. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is celebrating the 6th Rashtriya Poshan Maha this month. The first day of Rashtriya Poshan Maha 2023 witnessed close to 10 lakh activities across the country. The themes like improving nutrition through mission life and exclusive breastfeeding and complementary feeding are leading the way this year. The key domestic share indices witnessed gains today. The BSE Sensex closed above the 65,600 mark, while the NSE Nifty finished above the 19,500 level, a report from the business desk.
The Sensex gained 240 points to end at 65,628. The NSE Nifty also appreciated 93 points to settle at 19,528. At the forex market, the rupee closed at 82 rupees and 74 paise against the US dollar. Gold prices at the multi-commodity exchange for October contracts were trading at 59,395 rupees per 10 grams and
And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says welfare of the poor is not a slogan for Modi government, but the mantra and a mission. Vikram Lander of Chandrayaan 3 put to sleep after successfully performing a hop. FIR filed against Editors Guild of India for incorrect and biased reports on media coverage of Manipur crisis. Education Ministry launches partnership with Meta to provide digital and marketing skills to students, educators and entrepreneurs. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sacks his defence minister. And in Asia Cup cricket, inter-Nepal match underway at Kandy in Sri Lanka. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.